the, you know, is obviously this is a, it's a huge job for one person to primarily be doing sort of on their own. And you've kind of already talked a little bit about this, but would you say it was the scope the most challenging aspect of this project? Or was there something else that you would say, like, that was the biggest hurdle to overcome?
No, I think it's the scope. There's so many modules to the game, ranging from stuff like quite well known to Civilization players, like the technology tree, but there's the logistics, there's the economy system, there's the rather detailed military systems, but even there, like, you have all the, you know, all the rules war gamers know well, like entrenchment, concentric attacks, stacking rules, blah 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 blah. But on top of that, I also added, for example, that you could design and develop your own models of equipment. So you don't have like a generic light tank, for example. You create your own model. Maybe it's called the Spider Blitzer. And then after you develop the Spider Blitzer tank, which has its unique statistics, you can choose, for example, to upgrade it to the Spider Blitzer 2. And it's just, you know, it's a good idea, but I've had many good ideas to make the world more interesting, and there were so many ideas that it became really a lot of work. But in the end, I think I'm quite happy with the result.